live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. Got kind of an unusual show for you today. I think you'll enjoy it very much, especially if you're a book reader. You know, I looked at some of the guests we've had on the show the last couple of weeks and coming up in the next few days, and I looked at the newspaper headlines we've seen the last few weeks, and I thought, you know what? I've interviewed some authors very recently of really good books that are on the market right now. I think deserve a second airing. So on today's show, what I'm doing is rerunning those interviews. If you didn't hear them the first time, you'll enjoy them now. If you heard them before, this will remind you, maybe this is a book that I want to read. So what we're going to do is I'm going to open the show after the first commercial with my interview with Dr. Robert Lustig. We've all heard about, you know, Russian hacking in the election, things like that. Well, you know, computer hacking is not the only kind of hacking going on. Dr. Lustig has written a book called The Hacking of the American Mind. And among the people who commented on his book was Dr. David Perlmutter, the author of the number one New York Times bestseller, Grain Brain and Brain Maker. He says of the hacking of the American mind, our health, resistance to disease, and ability to function on a day-to-day basis have essentially been hijacked, all in the name of corporate profits. Now, Dr. Lustig explores how industry has manipulated our most deep-seated survival instincts to motivate our food choices in a way that directly undermines our ability to survive. But more importantly, the hacking of the American mind eloquently reveals how we can disengage from that influence and reestablish ourselves on a path to wellness. Now, coming up after the interview with Dr. Robert Lustig, you will hear my chat with Susie Herrick. She has written a book called Your Story is Your Power. Now, if you were listening to Q&A yesterday, you heard my interview with John Marr. He heads up the Professional Writers of Prescott. The last Tuesday of every month, they have a meeting at 6 p.m. at the Prescott Public Library for writers and those who would like to be writers. So Susie Herrick's book, among the commentaries on it, one reader wrote, I could not think of a more timely and important book for women to be reading and gifting to each other at this moment. Reading this book, Your Story is Your Power, is like a beautiful, engaging, and at times challenging therapy session, the kind where you leave feeling you've learned something deep and true about yourself. This book inspired me to consider my personal story from a new perspective, not just through a feminist lens, but through the lens of my family story and of the culture I grew up in. The book is also filled with L. Luna's beautiful and inspiring artwork and makes this journey of self-discovery that much more of a joy. I definitely recommend this book for any woman looking to understand herself better or even just wanting a beautiful place to rest her eyes. That is Susie Herrick's book, Your Story is Your Power. You will hear about that at about 2:20 this afternoon during Q&A. And then finally, a little bit of a twist, because we've heard news stories the last few weeks about religious freedom, and Thursday of this week, I'm going to interview in studio the new rabbi at Temple Brith Shalom. So I recalled my interview not too long ago with Bart Ehrman. He has written a book called The Triumph of Christianity, How a Forbidden Religion Swept the World. Among the editorial reviews, how did a small provincial Jewish sect called Christianity convert the mighty pagan Roman Empire? Bart Ehrman answers this baffling question with the same wit, passion, and rigorous scholarship that have made him one of the most popular religion writers in the world today. And Reza Aslan, of the best-selling author of Zealot, says The Triumph of Christianity, which you'll hear about after the news break, is a marvelous book. Also, drawing on a wealth of ancient sources and contemporary historical research, Bart Ehrman weaves complex questions into a vivid, nuanced, and enormously readable narrative that is from Elaine Pagels, the National Book book, award-winning author of the Gnostic or the Agnostic Gospel. So, a really unusual Q&A today. I think you'll enjoy it very much and maybe get some good ideas to complete your summer reading list. So, those books will be coming up just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Every day, they'll discover new things that help them grow. As their eyes continue to change, Nationwide Vision is here to help them be as healthy as possible. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Now also serving at select JCPenney locations. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information and to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision, caring for eyes for over 30 years. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
We depend on our vehicles. They're supposed to get us safely from point A to point B. Work, doctor's appointment, running errands, even that family vacation. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. Keeping you on the road and keeping you safe is what we do every day. AMCO is a trusted name in transmissions and automotive service, expertly serving our customers, our community, and no matter where you're headed, AMCO transmissions are backed by our nationwide 3-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So go ahead, hit the road, because your transmission is an AMCO transmission. AA, MCO.
Made-to-order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made-to-Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. On the phone, I have Dr. Robert Lustig. He is a professor of pediatrics in the Division of Endocrinology and a member of the Institute for Health Policy Studies at the University of California, San Francisco. He has written a book, a very controversial book, called The Hacking of the American Mind, The Science Behind the Corporate Takeover of Our Bodies and Brains. He exposes the industry secret that our consumer culture is not an accidental construct of capitalism. How is that so, Dr. Lustig?
Well, you have to understand what I mean by hack. All right, so the question is, what is a hack? All right, let's go even further, easier. What's the difference between marketing and propaganda?
That's a very potent question. Your book also poses the question, what is the difference between pleasure and happiness?
Right, well, let's answer the first one first. Mm-hmm. Marketing and propaganda, what's the difference? Answer, the truth. Marketing is using information to espouse your point of view. Propaganda is using disinformation to espouse your point of view. The difference is the truth. So when corporations don't tell you the truth, they are propagandizing. point is they have not told us the truth, because what they have done is they have confused and conflated two separate emotions so that we don't know the difference. Those emotions are pleasure and happiness. Now, what are the differences between those two terms, DJ?
That's a good question.
Well, pleasure is short-term. Happiness is long-term. Pleasure is visceral. You feel it in your body. Happiness is ethereal. You feel it above the neck. Pleasure is taking. Happiness is giving. Pleasure is experienced alone. Happiness is usually experienced in social groups. Pleasure can be achieved with substances. Happiness cannot be achieved with substances. The extremes of pleasure, whether they be substances like tobacco, alcohol, cocaine, heroin, sugar, or behaviors like shopping, gambling, internet, video games, porn, all in the extreme lead to addiction, whereas there's no such thing as being addicted to too much happiness. And finally, number seven, the big one, pleasure is dopamine and happiness is serotonin. They are not the same.
And they know how to exploit them, don't they?
They do. They do. So why do we care? I mean, why is it important to understand this difference? Here's why. Dopamine, the pleasure neurotransmitter, is excitatory in the nervous system. So when a neuron releases dopamine, it binds to receptors on the next neuron and excites that neuron. Now, neurons want to be excited. That's why they have receptors in the first place. But they want to be tickled, not bludgeoned. Chronic overstimulation by any excitatory neurotransmitter ultimately leads to neuron cell death. Those neurons are going to die. Now, the neuron has a failsafe, an option B, a defense mechanism from being killed. What they do is they downregulate the receptors. So, in human terms, you get a hit, you get a rush, receptors go down. Next time, you need a bigger hit to get the same rush. And then a bigger hit, and a bigger hit, and a bigger hit, and a bigger hit, until finally, huge hit to get nothing.
This also seems to apply to the information technology on the internet, where so many people will not bother with a legitimate journalism site because it may challenge their preconceived notions, yet they love clickbait and they love any kind of information, whether it's true or false, that appeals to their own preconceived notions. True?
Exactly right. And in fact, you've got a slot machine in your pocket because it's providing variable reward. Clickbait is a perfect example of variable reward for just that reason. And it is designed to be addictive. I'll prove it to you. Do you use Gmail, DJ?
All the time.
Okay. Well, so when you open your Gmail, how long does it take for the new emails to show up?
Just a couple seconds.
Yeah, a couple of seconds. Do you think Gmail's just slow?
No, not especially.
That is baked in. They engineered it to have that two-second delay on purpose. Tristan Harris, former CEO of Google, actually exposed this issue on 60 Minutes. That's engineered to up your dopamine, to up the anticipation, to up the desire for reward. That's not by accident. That's a plot. They're doing it on purpose to addict you, to keep you coming back to your phone. And they do a really good job at it, don't they?
Indeed. When I was taking sales training years ago, I learned the importance of appealing to one's logic versus their emotion, because I was told that emotion makes the buying decision. We saw that in the 2016 election, didn't we?
We certainly did. And that's exactly the difference between marketing and propaganda, isn't it? Alternative facts.
And in a review, the Los Angeles Times did a review of Hillary Clinton's new book, What Happened, and said the difference was that Hillary appealed to our logic, whereas Donald Trump went for the gut. Guess which one?
Indeed. Indeed. So there are these two areas of the brain, reward and happiness, they're conducted through two different areas. The first one called the reward center or the nucleus accumbens, and it is eminently damageable. And the other one is serotonin. The dorsal raphe is where they're located. And then there's a third area of the brain that's important, and it's called the prefrontal cortex. I call it the Jiminy Cricket of your brain. And the reason is because it's the part of your brain that keeps you from doing stupid things. But do you know what inactivates that area of the brain?
No.
Stress.
Oh.
So the more you get stressed, the less cognitive control you have over your thoughts and your actions. And that's exactly what Donald Trump did to all of us.
Now, your book also says recognizing that these behaviors are the response rather than the cause is the first step to recovery. How so?
Well, you have to understand the problem in order to fix it. You know, I mean, if you have to know how you drove into the ditch in order to be able to extricate yourself out of it. This is the point, is that you have to understand how the problem occurred in the first place. There are ways to up your serotonin to make you feel better and also tamp down on your dopamine so you can actually undo your addictions. Now, I'm not saying they're easy, but they are free. And everyone has the capacity to do them. They're all things your mother told you, but you forgot while you were checking your email, drinking a Coca-Cola. And here are the four ways to fix the problem. The four C's, I call them. Number one, connect. Now, what constitutes connection? Interpersonal, eye-to-eye, face-to-face conversation and presence. The reason, because you have a set of neurons in your brain called mirror neurons who actually read the facial expressions of the person you're talking to. And you adopt those emotions for yourself through a process that we call empathy. But what you're really doing is generating serotonin.
And that's Dr. Robert Lustig, the name of the book, The Hacking of the American Mind, the science behind the corporate takeover of our bodies and brains. You can find that at your local bookstore. Stay tuned. There's more coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
Your air conditioner is the ticket to cool comfort in your home. The longer you properly maintain it, the longer the efficiency of your unit. We'll have tips on annual maintenance to keep your AC in A-plus condition. From outdoor trees and plants to everything for the Arizona homeowner, start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
This is your state representative, David Stringer. Like most Republican voters, I'm tired of candidates who campaign as conservatives but forget their promises after they've gotten elected. That's why my first term record in the legislature has been about keeping promises. I promised to oppose higher taxes and work to cut taxes instead. I've done just that. I promised to support more funding for our schools, particularly funding for our teachers and classrooms. I've kept that promise, helping to pass the biggest increase in school funding in Arizona history without raising taxes. I promised to work on a fix for I-17, and just this spring, the Department of Transportation announced a plan to build new lanes on I-17 without a tax hike or a toll road. I promised to support our constitutional freedoms, and this year we passed the strongest protections in the nation for campus free speech. I've kept my promises because that's the kind of representative you deserve. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more and to get involved.
Paid for by conservatives for Stringer.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
so I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. I have on the line Susie Herrick. She is a licensed psychotherapist, mediator, trainer, consultant, and writer who has taught, coached, and mentored more than 2,000 graduate students in counseling psychology. She lives in the Bay Area, and she's written a new book just in time for International Women's Day. It's called Your Story is Your Power. Susie, congratulations on the publication of this book. How do you encourage women to discover their own story?
Well, thanks for asking. I first want to say that the book is co-authored with the amazing Elle Luna, who did the artwork for the book and co-authored it with me. So it's been a real treat to do this. And can you remind me of your question again?
Yeah, sure. How do you remind your readers to discover their own story and challenge them to use it to cultivate their own power?
Well, it's about inspiring people to do this, and the way that I've inspired myself is that in learning about how, you know, systems work is that you need the individual voice in tandem with the mutual voice, the part of us that is individual and the part of us that is cooperative. You need those in balance together to make a viable community. And I thought that if I was just really cooperative and didn't say anything, things would be okay. But I found that I needed to say what I thought. And I also learned that the feminine part of me and around me in the community has been really dampened. The voice of the feminine is just not all that visible. And what would the world be like if the women or the feminine voice came out and shared that intelligence? So that's what inspired me to do it, and that's what I find inspires the people that read this book, is what would the world be like if we really got to speak from this intelligence center, even for men. I've seen now men really, you know, look into this material and cry at the realization that we've lost so much by not listening to this part of us.
And I've seen some writers refer to some world leaders, we won't mention names, defining it as testosterone poisoning. How would you feel about more women being in power? How would that change things?
Well, I think that I don't know about testosterone poisoning. It's an interesting concept. I don't know about it. But I do know that when you have a community that focuses on one, in this case, one sex, that it things are out of balance. And so I think that, you know, we need to have a more balanced view in politics, a more balanced vision. And I think one of the people we quote in the book said, what would the world be like if women weren't basically left outside that door where all the policies are made and, you know, things around justice, all that? What would our world be like? And I think that it might be a much better place if we brought that forward.
With the recent Me Too movement and Time's Up, and of course the Oscars highlighting this the other night worldwide, how do you tap into the recent wave of women becoming empowered? Do you think they're emboldened and empowered by seeing famous people coming out and doing this?
Yeah, I think that that one of the things that, especially with the Me Too movement, is that Tarana Burke so expertly realized that healing comes from developing a safe forum for people to bring out their stories. And when people see that celebrities do it, it makes it easier for them. So I think that all that's happening now is helping to heal this separation, so to speak, so that women and anybody who wants to bring out their feminine intelligence can.
In your book, Your Story is Your Power, you use creative and astute exercises that are used to uncover cultural, family, and personal motivations. What are some of those?
Well, culturally, if you look at fairy tales, for example, or commercials or TV shows, you'll notice that there are subtle messages coming at women that make them feel like they're only, you know, loved for what they look like or loved for their, you know, capacity to be kind. And in that, they get the ultimate product, which is the handsome prince, but really the handsome prince gets everything else. And so, or even in, you know, now commercials, you know, women are supposed to be skinny and beautiful and flawless in order to participate in any kind of, you know, community forum. And so when, so that's a way that if you start to look at, you know, little girls and they go, oh, I'm not supposed to do anything unless I'm beautiful. I can't go outside basically unless I'm beautiful. That's really a sign that the culture has impacted them. And then with family, we ask people to take a look at, you know, what messages they got when they were in their families about, you know, am I supposed to be something like, can I be a scientist if I'm a woman? Or can I really say what I think if I'm a woman? Or can I have as many resources? You know, globally, women have far less resources than men do and work far harder. So it's an interesting phenomena that women have ingested through family, through culture, that they're not as wanted. And so personalities develop, you know, we develop these ways of surviving in the world to participate in the world and be safe. But what's happened is we've developed these personalities to keep us from saying or doing what we think is right. Because we're so afraid of getting a backlash.
If you're waiting in the supermarket checkout line, you're surrounded by magazines aimed at women that have cover stories. Almost every one has a cover story saying how to be more beautiful, how to be sexier, how to get your man. Does that counteract the kind of message you're trying to pass along to younger women?
In a way, it does. It's really about choice. You know, Naomi Wolf years ago brought this up, which is that, you know, people say, well, if you're a feminist, then you can't focus on beauty. And that's not the point. The point is that when if someone's beautiful, it's out of, now it's out of fear. I have to be beautiful in order to survive. And what I would like for the women in the next generations is if they want to be beautiful because they feel like it or they feel like expressing that, not because they have to. Right now you have to. And I think that's the difference. And so, yes, the magazines keep, you know, showing the images of these perfect women, and most of them are airbrushed. And and so we take in that if I'm not that way, then I can't even step outside. And the older generations are really suffering from this. They feel like they have to be really invisible because they are not. They don't look like they're 25.
Do you think it's encouraging in that regard that so many Hollywood movies now feature women who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s in starring roles?
It's very encouraging. It wasn't that way just 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging. And that is the hard work of the women in Hollywood really stepping forth and saying what they think, which is what we really need.
Speaking of beauty, you mentioned Elle Luna, your co-author, did the artwork. Who did that incredible binding of this book?
You mean the way that it's, well, that's a combination of Elle's design and the publishers.
Yeah,
Workman Publishing.
The idea was
to make the book easy to hold and easy to read and pleasurable to have in your hand.
And one last question. When we see issues about differences, the gender differences and pay gaps, would it be helpful for women to name the companies that they think are guilty of doing that?
Well, I think that's a hard question to answer because my belief is the more that we bring awareness to the table, the better. And it's not about blame or whatever because we're all on a learning curve. People aren't aware of this, and the more that we become aware of it, the better as a culture. So whatever we can do to do that is really the imperative. And so if it to bring it to consciousness, if a company's doing it, then bring it to consciousness because that's the way to let us know what's going on.
The author is Susie Herrick with Elle Luna. The book is Your Story Is Your Power, Free Your Feminine Voice. Susie Herrick, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thank you, DJ Phone. Thanks for having me and hearing my voice. Bye-bye.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting 778-2374 or go to centurypainting.com.
Border security is one of the most important issues confronting our state. I am Jody Rooney, Republican candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 1. A secure border promotes free and legal trade and improves our economy. This requires immigration reform. I support Governor Ducey and our president in securing our border. I believe the time is right to invest my years of leadership and government experience toward a stronger, safer, more robust Arizona.
Paid for by elect Jody Rooney, LD1. Authorized by Jody Rooney.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers, one-hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Chilson. Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yavapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Rockies. Friday at 6. 1 a.m. 1130. At 99.9 FM in Prescott. And Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
KQ&A. Take me out to the ball game.
We are making it easier than ever to buy a new Toyota or quality late model pre-owned low mileage car, truck, or SUV from Findlay Toyota Prescott with a payment pass this month. Findlay Toyota Prescott will make your first payment on all vehicle purchases and leases. And in addition to our low payments, in addition to our big discounts, in addition to our low interest rates, you can also qualify with no money down, no payments for 90 days, and no first payment. It's never been easier to buy. Findlay Toyota Prescott has never had a better selection on new Toyotas and quality pre-owned vehicles. Every vehicle comes with a payment pass. No money down. No payments for 90 days. And no first payment. Hurry! This incredible offer absolutely ends July 31st. And thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier 2018 Reader's Choice Award for Best Automotive Dealership, Best Pre-Owned Dealership, and Best Oil Change.
Findlay Toyota Prescott. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit, plus tax, title, license, and dealer documentation fees.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the talk the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking Task Force is doing its part to get methamphetamine off the streets.
The Partners Against Narcotics Trafficking Task Force started investigating ongoing meth sales in Yavapai County a year ago.
Over time, the sales have amounted to large quantities of meth being sold by multiple suspects. The investigation so far has resulted in the seizure of more than 83 ounces of meth, more than 7 ounces of marijuana, and several firearms.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says meth sales have resulted in the arrests of 51-year-old Teresa Swanson and 42-year-old Michelle Allen, both from Prescott.
Swanson and Allen were arrested on warrants at the Granite View Circle home on July 10th. Swanson was booked into the Camp Verde Detention Center on charges including possession and sales of a controlled substance. Allen remains in custody on a charge of possession and sales of a controlled substance.
Allen's mother, 59-year-old Dewey Humboldt resident Deborah Phillips, has also been arrested. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Northern Arizona has been hit hard by monsoon rains, and there's more to come. Meteorologist Brian Klimowski with the National Weather Service in Flagstaff explains heavy rains fell in the area over the weekend.
We had a lot of rainfall over northern Arizona, ranging from 2 to over 3 inches in areas like Flagstaff, Ash Fork, the Prescott area. We're all hit hard.
Robert Rickey with the National Weather Service in Flagstaff says flooding is a big problem in areas burned by wildfires, such as the land around Mayer and Big Bug Creek that was hit by last year's Goodwin fire.
Burn scar areas are of a particular concern. Their soils don't accept much water, plus a lack of vegetation means that flash flooding is significantly increased in those areas. Day after day of heavy rain has left the soils completely saturated.
Numerous showers and thunderstorms are expected through Thursday, with scattered showers over the weekend. Taking a look at your KQ&A weather, a 40% chance of storms tonight and tomorrow in the afternoon. Expect an overnight low of 64 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 86 tomorrow and a high of 88 on Thursday. 71 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Wednesday of 95 and a high on Thursday of 97. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection. And it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Hear that? The sound of progress at Findlay Subaru Prescott. We're building you a new state-of-the-art Subaru building with one of the most advanced service departments around. From our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff to our expert mechanics, our commitment to you continues long after the sale. The 2018 Subaru Impreza is equipped for versatility, making for improved handling and superior fuel efficiency. Engineered to last with an advanced safety system, right now at Findlay Subaru, lease an all-new 2018 Subaru Impreza for $249 a month for 36 months. Community comes first at Findlay Subaru Prescott, proudly sponsoring the Yavapai Humane Society. Findlay Subaru Prescott, doing our part to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Shop online anytime at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com or call 928-771-6900.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Impreza. Actual mileage may vary. Now through July 31st, 2018, lease a new 2018 Impreza for $249 a month plus tax on a 36-month lease. Standard model code JLG33, STK number S38760. $1,700 due at lease signing. 10,000 miles a year.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. You know, Christianity could have easily become a forgotten sect of Judaism. Instead, it spread at a mind-boggling pace, converting some 30 million people in just four centuries. Well, how could that happen? New York Times best-selling author Bart Ehrman's new book, The Triumph of Christianity, talks about the story, in fact, of how Christianity grew from a religion of 20 or so peasants in rural Galilee to the dominant religion in the West in less than 400 years. Bart Ehrman, welcome to the show. Why should it matter that Christianity took over the Roman Empire?
Well, what I argue in the book is that once it took over the Roman Empire, it became the religion of Western civilization, and our entire civilization was affected. It affected not only religion, but also politics and art and literature and music and philosophy, so that the entire cultural heritage that we have has come from the fact that Christianity became the official religion of the empire.
Was Christianity originally a kind of Judaism?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Jesus himself was Jewish. His followers were Jewish. They kept the Jewish law. They followed Jewish customs. They worshiped the Jewish God. They accepted the Jewish scriptures. So they were, it was a kind of Judaism. But after Jesus' death, some of his followers came to think that he had been raised from the dead. And Christianity then became its own thing, a very distinct form of Judaism that then became its own religion.
Now, do you think Christianity took over the Roman world because of the conversion of the Emperor Constantine?
That's what I used to think. At the beginning of the 4th century, the emperor became a Christian, and I used to think, what a lot of people think, that this is why Christianity became the official religion of Rome, but it turned out it's not true. For one thing, Constantine did not make Christianity the official state religion. That didn't happen until the end of the 4th century under a different emperor, Theodosius. Moreover, what I argue in the book is that at the rate Christianity was growing at the time, it almost certainly would have taken over the empire whether Constantine converted or not. If he hadn't converted, then probably one of his successors would have. And so it has to do not with the conversion of Constantine, but with the rate of Christian growth.
So what made Christianity different from other religions at that time?
Well, 93 to 95% of the empire was pagan, meaning that these were people who worshipped many gods. These gods were worshipped because they could provide things for people they couldn't provide for themselves. The gods could make sure that it rained, that the crops grew, that the livestock multiplied. The gods could heal the sick. The gods could do all sorts of things that people couldn't do for themselves. Christians insisted that their God was more powerful than all of these other gods, and what made Christianity unlike any of these other religions is they insisted that if you worship our God, you could not worship any of the others. And so whenever somebody became a Christian, they had to leave paganism. Christianity was the only religion making these kinds of exclusive claims, and so as it grew, the other religions all shrunk, and over the course of a few hundred years, that ended up making a huge difference.
So speaking of conversion, who was the most significant convert in the history of early Christianity?
I argue in the book that the Apostle Paul, by far, was the most important convert, and the reason is because before Paul became a follower of Jesus, Jesus' followers thought that they were kind of Judaism, that they were Judaism that accepted the Jesus as the Messiah, but that meant that if somebody wanted to worship Jesus, they had to be Jewish, they had to be circumcised if they were a male, they had to keep kosher food laws, they had to observe the Sabbath. That Christianity was the true interpretation of Judaism. Paul came to think that in fact belief in Jesus, not the Jewish law, is what makes a person right with God, and that means that a person can be right with God by believing in Jesus without keeping the law, which meant that Christianity could become a religion for Gentiles as well as Jews, which opened up the possibility of Christianity becoming a world religion.
So in what other ways did Christians convince anyone to convert?
Christians met pagans on their own grounds. Pagans worshiped the gods because of the divine benefits the gods could provide, and the Christians argued that their God was more powerful than any of the other gods, that their God did greater miracles than any of the other gods, starting with the resurrection of Jesus, but also continuing on in the lives of his followers. And so they convinced people that this God was more powerful. And once they convinced somebody, that person left paganism and became a Christian, and so Christianity grew while paganism shrunk.
And how much of that was miracles as a selling point and incentive?
The miracle stories are dominant throughout the early Christian traditions. When you read accounts of why it is people converted in Christianity in the first three or four centuries, it's always because they've seen miracles. And so the miracle stories show that the God of Jesus is powerful, and that was the incentive to convert because people wanted to have divine power on their side.
Was the triumph of Christianity ultimately a good thing?
It's hard to say. Christians, of course, think it was a very good thing. But, you know, a lot was lost as well. I would say that there were good aspects. There are certainly good aspects. I mean, our entire culture comes down to us because of the changes made by Christianity in the Roman world. So that's all good. A lot of things were lost as well. We lost a lot of art and architecture. Literature, we lost thousands and thousands of books, we lost all sorts of things. So there were gains and there were losses. Whether it was ultimately good or ultimately bad is going to be a subjective judgment of each individual.
How quickly did Christianity take over the Roman world?
A lot of people think that the Emperor Constantine is the one who made Christianity the official religion of Rome, and that's not true. Christianity didn't become the official religion until the end of the 4th century. By the end of the 4th century, there were about 30 million Christians in the empire out of a population of about 60 million, and the Emperor Theodosius made it the state religion and made it illegal to practice paganism. After that, the conversions continued in droves. By the time you get into the 5th century, there are a lot more Christians than pagans, and eventually then paganism virtually disappears.
Now, you've also written more than 20 books, including the best-selling titles Misquoting Jesus and God's Problem. In today's world, how do you respond when you hear people saying Christianity is under attack?
Well, in some parts of the world, of course, Christianity is under attack. In my part of the world, in the American South, I think a lot of people think Christianity is under attack when, in fact, Christianity is the dominant religious and cultural force in this context. Christians have always had this idea that they're being persecuted, even when they aren't. So that sometimes Christianity is persecuted, but it's because there's so much intolerance in the world. And one of the things I try to stress in my writing is that whatever somebody's religious persuasion, they ought to be tolerant of difference, because the world would be a much happier place if that were the case.
The author is Bart Ehrman. That's spelled E-H-R-M-A-N. The book is The Triumph of Christianity, How a Forbidden religion swept the world. How can our listeners get a copy of your book?
They can find out about the book and everything else that I think and write about by going to my blog. They just need to look up the Bart Ehrman blog, and they'll find it.
We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Great. Thank you very much.
And if you're in Prescott Valley, ask about the Triumph of Christianity at Bookhaven in Prescott. Ask about it at Peregrine Books. Stay tuned. There's more coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit davidasnydercpa.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
This is Dr. Kelly Ward, and I approved this message. What if I told you about a politician who refused to support President Trump in the election and called his words hateful? A person that said we'll never have a border wall and that walls don't work. Someone who voted for amnesty 11 times and for wasteful government spending 28 times. You'd think it was a Democrat, or maybe Jeff Flake. Sadly, Martha McSally said and did all of this. Martha isn't a conservative. She's a fake Republican. That's why Mitch McConnell and the failed Washington establishment support her. But Arizona Republicans won't be fooled anymore. I'm Dr. Kelly Ward, and I supported President Trump when it mattered most, not just to help myself in an election. I will build the wall, oppose amnesty, and secure our border. I'll be the conservative Arizona can trust. Paid for by Kelly Ward for Senate, Inc.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 249. I think you might have enjoyed those great authors, and their books are available. Again, make sure you give your local bookstore the first chance to supply those for you. Hey, we've got a really talented local musician coming in tomorrow. His name is Drew Hall. Drew has been on the show a couple times. He's with Don Cheek's band Cheek Tones. He's played with other bands. He's also played with this fella who is part of our team. His name is Nick Canuel. Nick, of course, we all know you from your commercials and your newscasts here. Plus, tell us what you do at Jersey Lily.
I'm at Jersey pretty frequently. Do I have a mic here?
Have a mic?
Too. There we go. Okay, now we go. Okay, that sounds better. Yeah, no, I play at Jersey Lily quite a bit now. I actually just dropped off Thursdays. I had done Thursdays for about 5 years. And just handed them off finally to somebody else after a very long time. So I still do Tuesday nights, however, with my acoustic duo with a guy named Sean McDermott. We'll be there tonight, 7 to 10. And then I have a full band.
How apt you just dropped in
I
right now.
I just happened to be right down the hall. Who could have guessed? But then, yeah, no, so then I play with my full band, Little Larry and the Drive, typically every other weekend. We'll be there next weekend.
And you and Drew Hall are not exactly strangers to each other, are you?
Oh, God, no. Every single musician in Prescott knows Drew Hall. Like, he's pretty single-handedly, is teaching everyone how to play guitar. Like, any student in town, if they've got the, you know, really good guitar teacher, they've got Drew.
Yeah.
And he does this really cool thing every so often, various venues where he'll bring up he'll do like a showcase of all his students. Mm-hmm. So I caught it back when it still used to be Breaking Bones down there. Where they had like a 3-hour show and he just brought up student after student after student of his. Mm-hmm. And they're all really good because Drew's their teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned Brick and Bones, which became Far From Folsom, which is now empty, I understand.
Right? It just opened back up as a new place.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
It's a brewery out of Kingman called Rickety Crickets.
Are they going to have bands there?
They already are having bands.
How cool is that?
They just opened about a week or two ago.
Okay,
just
that's
opened
why I didn't
up.
Know about it. Okay, yeah. That's cool. Hey, tell me what it's like when you play that many nights a week. I mean, a lot of people say, oh, man, you're lucky. You get to play music 3 or 4 or 5 nights a week. Sometimes, so I'm sure there are days you wish you had the night off.
Well,
right?
You know, I mean, we've all had our share of terrible nights on stage. I could bore you all night with awful decisions I've made to play gigs and stuff. But no, I mean, you know, it's fun for sure.
Sure.
I also have a full-time day job. I'm here at the radio station 5 days a week as well, which, heck, that was me on your intro just now introducing, here's your host, DJ Phone. That's me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I spend a lot of time here and then I spend a lot of time there. And so, the most often question I get is, when do you sleep? And I say 3 minutes on Wednesday, typically.
There you go.
So who taught you the first, was it your father taught you to play guitar the first time?
My mom taught me. Like basic chords. She showed me like, here's an E chord, an A chord, a D chord, stuff like that. And then I just sort of ran with it. She taught me stuff on piano and then she taught me a few guitar chords and I decided I liked CCR a lot and went and learned as much of their stuff as I could. Yeah.
You know what? When I was a senior in high school, I did in my speech class, I did a thing about Creedence Clearwater Revival. I still remember when they started out, their band's name was the Gollywogs.
Yeah.
That's how long ago that goes back.
Wow.
I did a speech class report about Creedence Clearwater Revival, Three Dog Night, and Steppenwolf.
That's
this
a great
tells you how old I am. Yeah, indeed. Wow. So who do you listen to today? Which contemporary artist do you listen to today and take ideas from?
You know, I mean, there's a lot of interesting stuff out right now. I recently, there's a band called Greta Van Fleet right now who sounds so much like Led Zeppelin that they won't admit it, but even there's interviews with Robert Plant where he goes, yeah, no, he borrowed a voice from someone I know very well, you know. Greta Van Fleet's great. And you know what? You know who I love is Sarah Bareilles, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
I love Sarah Bareilles. And, you know, she's got her contemporary, her mainstream pop stuff, but you dig a little deeper onto those same albums and you find just incredible stuff.
In fact, just about 2 months ago, she did the live broadcast on NBC of Jesus Christ Superstar.
Did she really?
She and John Legend had it up
nice.
There. Yeah, live
that'd
national
be,
TV.
That would be a
theater.
Great combination right there, the two of them.
Indeed. Who else kind of pricks your ear these days?
Well, like I said, there's so many people, and there's a lot of great singers and stuff who I don't necessarily listen to. There's guys like, you know, Bruno Mars, who's really good, who I don't listen to all that much, but I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to find more kind of bluesy stuff. There's another band called like the Brothers Landreth who get vaguely sort of Joe Bonamassa-y at times and stuff like that, with just, you know, great guitar work and great singers. And that's what I tend to lean to, is with just a little bit of a blues hint.
Mm-hmm.
And not the hardest blues I get is Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he's the only blues I listen to really. It's like him and some Bonnie Raitt and Clapton, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I like a hint of like a blues you know, influence, and nothing too much more than that. Mm-hmm. In that stuff.
You know, when I interviewed J.D. Souther last week, whose concert last night at the Elks, of course, had to be postponed, I wanted so much to talk more to him because he was in the middle of the Southern California sound of the 70s, and you mentioned guitarists. I mean, I think of Danny Kortchmar, you know, from that era, people like that, because he had worked with the Eagles, he had worked with Linda Ronstadt, you know, rockers left and right and everything.
Sure.
And when legendary guitarists come to mind, which of the first three names come to you?
Instantly, Stevie Ray Vaughan, of course. legendary guitarists. I would throw, obviously, Eric Clapton on that. Mm-hmm. And, I, of course, Jimi Hendrix. Hendrix and Clapton, in my opinion, are the two most pivotal guitar players mm-hmm. in history. Like, that's where it changed from the kind of jazzy sort of Les Paul, Chet Atkins thing into the era of the guitar god. They yeah. started that. There was no one like them before those two, so they have to be in there.
And if you ever go to Seattle, make sure you stop in at the Pop Culture Museum. It's almost under the Space Needle. On the third floor, there is not only a working sound studio where you can virtually recreate any instrument you like, but there's also a studio that's a tribute to Jimi Hendrix. You would enjoy that very much. Let's close by telling our listeners when you're playing next.
I am playing in 4 hours from right now at Jersey Lily Saloon. Come on up. We'll be there 7 to 10.
Get your nap while you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick Canuel, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Hey, you know, baseball talk right now with the All-Star break. The St. Louis Cardinals fired their manager, Mike Matheny, after 7 seasons. And an article in the Chicago Tribune is really getting people talking. It turns out that Matheny, as the manager, told a reporter that he had one of his bullpen pitchers, Bud Norris, serve as a clubhouse snitch and to report back to him about what the players were talking about among themselves. Now, if you follow pro sports at all, you know that locker room is sacred. And longtime St. Louis sports editor and radio host Bernie Miklas said the Cardinals knew it, that it was time to fire the manager when he lost the support of legendary catcher Yadier Molina, no doubt in part due to having a clubhouse mole snitching to the manager. Now, they always believe what is said here stays here, and thanks to Bud Norris, who probably should be released. Now that the manager is fired, that trust was violated. Mike Matheny, a good man, is out of a job. Stay tuned now for the Ben Shapiro Show. Join me back here tomorrow at 2 for Q&A with my guests Liv Nielsen from Hensley Beverage, Marilyn Barnett from BBB, and, of course, Drew Hall. That's tomorrow for Q&A at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.